Hey everybody, it is June 22nd, 2017. This is Geek Next Door, episode 65. What's going on, guys?
Hello, yay. Everybody.
Yay. Hey.
Ryan's here with us.
That's true.
He wasn't here last week, remember?
Okay. Yeah, you're correct. Yeah, you're right. Good job, Adam. Way to point out the obvious.
You're welcome.
And Dave's are here! Yay!
And you're welcome.
Yay!
All right, so I was going to share something with you guys. Do you know this song here?
Yes.
I do.
You know that song, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And could you hear the lyrics pretty well?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about this section right here. Alright, so
Fireflies.
Unshare this. The lyrics say I'd get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs. So I'm curious what you guys think. Do you think that not all the lightning bugs are giving hugs? Do you think they're giving hugs in groups of 10? What do you think? There's 10,000 hugs, but only 1,000 lightning bugs. Wait, reverse that. 1,000 hugs and 10,000 hugs. So what the fuck?
Lightning bugs.
So how is the math working out in your guys' mind? Keep in mind that lightning bugs or fireflies have technically, I think, 6 legs / feet, which might be considered 3 hugs. I don't know.
In my opinion, I think that each ladybug...
Lightning bug.
Each of the 10,000 lightning bugs is giving 1,000 hugs.
That is another.
So it's actually a good 1,000 rendition. Times.
Holy 10, shit! That's a long time.
Damn it, Ryan!
That's another option that I didn't think of.
I thought 10 million hugs.
By the way, that's 10 million hugs.
I thought 9,000 ladybugs died in the making of 1,000 hugs.
Could be.
Okay, so that's 10 million hugs, correct? And if we go by Ryan's math, it's 10 million hugs.
And Ryan broke the song.
How many hugs can you get at one time from fireflies?
I'm pretty sure you can get a shit ton. Let me just imagine. Keep
in mind that each lightning bug has to give you at least 1,000 hugs, according to your math.
Well, that's not what you asked. You asked how many you can get at a time. So
they are, but that's the next second. That's the next part of the question. So, how long will it take you to get 1,000 hugs from one lightning bug? Let's start with there.
1,000 seconds.
So is a hug only a hug, exactly?
A second is a hug a second,
or is that just like a bro pat?
What,
like,
what constitutes a hug?
Yeah.
And
is this leading up to Chris wanting more hugs? Chris wants more hugs.
I can do that, buddy. But this is not what I'm talking about. I'm trying to figure out what he means. And this is just Ryan's interpretation. I'm not sure what it actually means. I'm not sure if the 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs, like there's just 9,000 socially awkward lightning bugs, or I don't know. I'm curious what... That's what Ryan thinks. What do you guys think?
I think he's tripping balls and it doesn't mean anything.
What? Tripping balls? How dare you, sir?
Or trying to
fuck this. I think you recorded it incorrectly and messed up and just left it in.
Okay, right. I'd buy that, actually.
It's supposed to be 10,000 hugs from 10,000 bugs.
Okay.
That's just weird.
What do you think, Adam?
I'm going to go with the 9,000 ladybugs died in the making of 1,000 hugs.
Okay, so 1,000 of them successfully give hugs, and the other 9,000 he somehow smushes or kills or something.
Correct, because that's a lot of bugs attacking you.
They're not attacking, they're actually giving him hugs, and then he says, as they teach him how to dance. So
yeah, he's dancing to kill them all.
Not only is he getting hugs, but he's getting dancing lessons. I believe he references the foxtrot and the sock hop, so these fucking smart fireflies, you know.
Way to go, Ryan.
It's Ryan's fault.
So, I'm going to say that, you know, you can probably get 30,000 at a time on your body comfortably, where they got enough room to get a good hug on, like, all skin without overlapping another. And have enough room to land and stuff like that.
Are you naked?
But there's only 10,000 of them alive. That that we care about. So you're saying each one of them can give a hug at any one time.
Yeah, I guess I'm saying that they can all. So if there's only 10,000 and they can fit, you know, 30,000 on a body, then that means they can all simultaneously hug.
You think you can fit 30,000 on a body? That's a lot.
If you're naked, you can. That's what Ryan's getting at.
Huh, I wonder how many you can. We'd have to, I guess, know how big a firefly is and how big the human body is, but 10,000, 30,000 seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Well, I would say 30,000 is maybe on the high side, but certainly 10,000. 10,000 is easy.
Okay. Easy. Wow. I don't easy. Know. I mean, I may not know, but I'm trying to think of like 1,000 ants and how much they would cover of me, and I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of have to count. Take your hand and like count how many little dots you can put on it, and then like try to multiply that by the number of hand spaces there are on your body.
Or
that's
or
what I did to come up with my range of 10,000 to 30,000.
Just figure out the square inch of like, or how many ants you can fit in a square inch, and calculate the square inch of the human body.
But can they squeeze? I think some fireflies know how to squeeze pretty well. They could squeeze together, or can they make like a hugging chain and that still counts? So they like hug each other and that hugs you. That's still two hugs.
That's called a cinnamon roll hug. It's where they roll up. Yeah, hold on, I'll find it.
So, I think it was getting God, even, no. Like, how much light would they actually be producing?
See, that's another good question. Would it blind you? Would 10,000 lightning bugs blind you?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think it'd be bright, but not really. I actually think they're all kind of not that bright.
Well, I've got
That's an actually interesting
question. I've got a number, Ryan.
What's the luminosity of a lightning
bug? The average brightness of it is 0.0006 lumens. So then if we sue Ryan's math of 10 million fireflies.
No. That's
10 million hugs. It's only 10,000.
Yeah, it's only 10,000 fireflies. Because the song only references 10,000 fireflies. I mean, anything else is just conjecture on our part. I don't want to get into conjecture. That's not what we're here for.
That's 6 lumens, which is really pretty dim.
But how much is it? What's a lumen? Is it like one light bulb a lumen? Or is that like one?
A 60-watt incandescent light bulb produces about 800 lumens.
Oh, okay. So like one lumen is at the like one brightness of one star or something.
No.
I don't know. Depends what scale we're using here.
That's like megalumens or something. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I think I'd have to see a picture of like a human covered in like 1,000 ants or something to see what kind of. I bet you that exists on the internet.
That's actually, it doesn't. As you said, that is probably that easy.
Human covered in 1,000 bugs. Oh God, I don't even want to see this images. Oh, that just shows me bugs and a lady crying. Well, see if you can find something.
Oh, my God.
Hundreds of bed bugs biting a man's arm. I don't want to see that.
Oh, that's...
What the fuck? Come on, there should be easy... Do I have to go on the dark web for this? Yeah. Human... Person. How much is man? Person. Or person covered in 1,000 bugs. That's a song? What the fuck? Homeless man's leg covered in maggots. No!
Seriously.
I think there's fear factors where they basically had this, you know?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Fear factor.
There's a guy covered in bees.
There is?
Is it a Japanese couple? I just found that one.
No, I put a guy in there.
How many bees is that? Does it say?
30,000.
Okay, so that's 30,000.
Does it say 30,000?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I'm a genius.
He's a mathematically guessing genius.
But they might not all be on him, and maybe they're like on top of each other. Because look at that. They look at his armpit. Like, that is not the shape of his armpit. They're like covering each other, making like bee hive on him or something, you know?
This is clearly a small person, too.
Why is it clearly a small person?
Yeah.
The bigger person would hold more bees.
Well, I can't argue that.
So. Now, what if Ant-Man was controlling a bunch of ants and they all crawled on you?
I'd like to know how many there are. I don't know.
yeah. We got to figure out how many ants Ant-Man can control.
Hey, you see this picture that Dave sent? Look at the left arm. Is that like skin?
Falling
that's,
off?
No, that's like a stick. He's holding a stick.
No, yeah, left arm. Left arm. I see fingers and I see skin.
Yeah. That's skin.
So this person has no protective thing on or anything? It's just bees on top of somebody? How are they not dead? Like, doesn't their mouth being... This is a fucking fake... This is fake. This is fake news right here. This is not a real picture.
Seriously. That's a little weird. I wonder how that happened.
It's fake news.
I bet you they did that thing, where they smoke them, and then they got, they make it so that they get all docile and stuff like that.
But he can't breathe. Like, there's nowhere to breathe in that. You can't breathe bee, can you? Is that a new thing? You can just breathe bee?
Maybe. Could try.
Do I have a bee on me? Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Okay, well...
okay, where... I want to know the mind of Chris on this. I'm not like, where did you come up with this thought process? Go.
There's a thing where a guy, Chinese guy, broke the record with 1 million bees on him.
1 million bees. Holy shit. This might give me a good estimate of how many bees or bugs can fit on a person.
Right. And it's a video, so you could watch him playing. It's like, more than 20 beekeepers arrived at the record held in Daiyu District armed with 30 hives of bees. He's been keeping bees for more than 35 years, began placing them around a dozen queen bees.
Is he, like, holding a stick up? Why? He's like, I'm also strong!
Probably.
So does he have, like, a tube going in his mouth or something?
That's a cigarette, dude. It's China.
I thought it was, like, a breathing tube. He's like, I got this shit. Don't worry about it. Okay, that's weird. 1 million penguins gather in Argentina. How many penguins? No, I'm just kidding. All right, cool. Well, I was curious. I'm curious, like... The song came on, the lyrics played, and I thought to myself, how do you get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs? I don't know. What's the actual logistics of that? And Ryan has his information, and Adam thinks 9,000 die. So don't it's worry. Actually just a question to see the insight into your own mind, because however you derive the answer says more about you than it does the lyrics. Yeah, good job. What the fuck's this guy? Owl City. Good job, Owl City.
Right. The total of 1 million bees weighed 109.1 kilograms.
Can I please have that?
232 pounds.
Okay.
Added to his body.
That's a lot. And he's Chinese, so he probably weighs like 70 pounds, something like that.
It took... he was stung 2,000 times. And to get there from start to being totally on him was 53 minutes, 34 seconds, and then it took that long for Tick to come off again. So he had to sit there for almost 2 hours while bees got put on him, and then bees got taken off.
That's pretty crazy.
Okay.
What a strange thing to decide to do.
It really is, isn't it? Like, you have to be like, I love the bee. The bee loves me. Let's do this. Alright, so he finishes it off with, it's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. What does that mean to you?
It's hard. He's dreaming the whole damn thing.
It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because everything is never as it seems when I fall asleep. But just that one line... I'd rather stay
this whole song doesn't make sense
when
to me.
Unless Dave is correct and that he is indeed tripping balls.
Right. Maybe it's all like insomnia. Like, so he's doing that thing where you like kind of fall in and out of sleep like quickly. So like the world is kind of all like you're feeling like, you know, having sometimes trouble falling asleep where you feel like you're asleep and then you realize you're not asleep. And then you're like in that weird like zone where you're not sure if you're awake or not awake.
So what you're saying is we all need to try counting ladybug hugs tonight, or bug hugs tonight.
Yes, bug hugs.
And that's how we fall asleep.
To answer your question, I think it's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Is actually just a really long winded way of saying I'd rather stay asleep.
Rather stay awake when I'm asleep.
It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. In other words, I'd like to stay asleep.
Or is it that you'd like to be awake, but it's hard to say that when you're actually sleeping?
No, I just think he's like
sure
took the longest winded way of saying, you know, It's hard for me to say that I'd rather be awake when I'm asleep, because I'd actually rather be asleep. You know, like,
dripping balls.
It's kind of like it's saying, like, it's hard to say that I like to go to work, because I actually don't like to go to work. Or, you know what I mean? I think it's like
a boss.
Poor way of saying I like to stay asleep.
See, I that's interesting. I read it as, like, somebody who doesn't like to sleep, but they have to in order to be alive. So they want to stay awake, but they can't really say that because they're asleep.
Could be.
Oh, I know. If my dreams get real bizarre, because I saved a few and I'll keep them in a jar, jar, jar. All right, guys. Thanks for answering my question. Let's start the podcast. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Okay, what are we talking about tonight besides Fireflies?
Talking about Firefly? That was a great show. Remember that show?
It was an awesome show. Joss Whedon was pretty good. Isn't he doing something cool? He's doing something cool recently, isn't he?
No.
Yeah.
He got out of filmmaking. Yeah.
Yeah, he's done. He just, like, quit it.
He's like, fuck this shit. I'm going to be a beekeeper.
Right. He hit it. Quit it. All right. Well, Ryan, you're caught up on all the Game of Thrones, right?
I am.
There's a brand new trailer just dropped.
In less than a month, it'll be back it on.
You got 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm actually super excited.
And they released a trailer, and it looks
pretty good.
It's pretty cool that they released the trailer for Winter is Coming on the first day of summer.
Yes, exactly. That's right. And it's not Winter is Coming, it's Winter is Here.
Right.
You're like, yes. That's true. That's funny.
On the first day of summer.
Yes. It's all downhill from here. Summer's almost over.
I know, it kind of sucks. It's one of those times where you're like, God damn, that's the longest day of the year? Fuck. I wish it was always like that. You know how awesome it is when it's like 8:30 outside and it's still sunny? Don't you just feel happier? Like, you can go outside and do shit.
It's still, there's still a bit of light out there to be able to play.
You're further east than us.
No, I'm further south.
And east.
By like a mile.
That's further east.
Ugh.
How many lightning bugs can fly from me, my house, to Adam's house?
All of them?
It's a trick question. All of them can, yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Game of Thrones trailer real quick, since you brought it up. Tell me some of the... I'm just going to play it as we talk without the sound on. And tell me the shit that I'm seeing. I know I saw some dude with a fire sword. What the fuck's up with that?
That's fucking Beric Dondarrion.
Yeah, that's
he is the guy who's he has been resurrected by that Brotherhood of Without Banners. That guy who's been resurrected like 6 times by the Lord of Light.
I don't remember his fucking fire sword.
Oh yeah, he like, fought against when he fought the Hound. Battle against the Hound. Yeah. He brought it out.
He just lit his sword on fire. This one looks like he fucking activates a fucking fire sword.
It looks like a flame tongue. It looks like an old school D&D flame tongue.
Right.
That's cool.
And then I thought I saw a scene where it looked like Unsullied were going into King's
Landing. A cave?
Or did I see him wrong? And they looked like they were being cheered as they entered King's Landing.
I know, because there is a shot of... Because they would hit... If they came straight across, they would hit whatever Dragonstone first.
Yep, definitely.
Which is where fucking Stannis is. Which is funny, because that's like... if you go back into the legends and stuff, that's the first place that, like, the Targaryens settled. Like, they named it Dragonstone because they brought all those dragons over there. That's their, like, first seat of power in the New World. So they're basically taking it back, which is pretty cool.
That is neat. Yeah, fucking...
We're taking it all back.
That dude, like, comes to the side and, like, activates his fucking flame tongue.
Yes.
He, like, straight up just stops and, like, he's like, this is my badass. What are you going to do about it? Okay. So do you think the actual... I mean, what are you guys' thoughts? The actual fight between the kingdoms, is that going to take most of the season? Or is it going to be, we need to get together and fight these evil northern dudes.
There's going to be a lot of jockeying for position, I think.
I think all the kingdom battle will take place this season, and then we'll see the fight against the walkers next season. That's what I'm...
Or we'll get a little...
Does Snow at the end who's like slapping somebody? That part's fucking tight.
What, he's slapping somebody?
Like, you smack someone with a sword, it just looks badass for some
reason. Oh, yeah.
Slapping balls.
Like, well, yeah, all we see is him, like, fucking somebody onto the ground, just standing there like, who's next? Yeah, that's pretty neat.
They could have the walkers, like, come in from the north, and then it gives a reason for all the groups to gather together.
Well, I'm sure that's what'll happen, yeah. I mean, that's what the fucking voiceover is even like. It's... I know we fought together versus blah, blah, blah. Now we need to do the same thing. Yeah!
Huzzah!
Right.
Hooray!
Yeah. Like, so they're just going to roll across with an army of Unsullied as their main force, their army. You know, and those guys could slowly march forward with long spears and shields. And the Dothraki can be riding around like fucking Mongols tearing people up. As your giant army of keeps walking forward. And you have an air force of 3 dragons.
Dragon riders. We need to bring some dragon riders.
I just don't
back.
Know what you can do. Like, how do you defend against that?
Dragons?
Better dragon? Bigger dragons? Yeah.
Anti-dragon missiles?
My thing is, when is fucking Bran gonna warg into a dragon and control a dragon and be like, this is my dragon now, as he's controlling it.
You know that's inevitable.
That'd be interesting.
Right.
I don't think it's inevitable, but that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Why is it not inevitable? It's gonna happen.
I don't think you know that word. What that word means. Things are inevitably inevitable!
Inevitably inevitable.
But, yeah, it just looks really good. And HBO has been playing them, and... It sucked. I tried to go to bed after, like, last night. I was like, I'm just gonna
look at... You mean last night when we were playing PUBG?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm done. I went and sat down on the couch. I was like, I'll just sit here and watch. Oh, no. And they were like, hold the door! Oh, and I was like, not you, episode. Why do you have to be on?
Oh.
This show is so good.
Yeah.
That's tough, because your adrenaline's already spiked, and then you want to watch that show. Oh, I don't think I could do it.
So we know the origins of the walkers. How did they destroy them? They don't have the same magic that
they got created. Don't they need dragon glass to destroy them?
Obsidian.
Right,
the
obsidian.
Origin was they were created from man by the... Children of the forest, in order to protect themselves from man.
From man, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they turned on. And. Yeah, so I don't know, like, how do they just defeat them all? Because there's, a limited number of them? That's my only thing, is, like, do... Or is it kind of like they destroy a bunch of them, and, hey, now we've stopped the great thing from happening for 10,000 years. Those guys in the future will have to deal with that one.
Yeah. Or they just don't even address it till the end, and then a giant hand of God comes down and it's like, we win! Yay!
Yay!
What the fuck? I didn't want to finish my books. I was doing fantasy football. Shut up.
I just like the fact that they're just like, all right, old man, don't worry about it. We got it from here. People are gonna remember the books? Nope, they're going to remember the show because we're lazy. And it's easier to watch, 10 hours versus show versus reading like a 2,000 page book that dwells on like what people eat.
Yep. And the color of the curtains.
But the color of curtains were black as sackcloth.
What are you talking about right now? Like, what show? I don't know.
Game of Thrones! Come on!
It's easier to watch that show than read their fucking books, which go on forever. And never gets finished, and fucking his writing style, to me, is really boring, because he describes shit that doesn't matter about anything, and then skips over action sequences.
Totally J.R.R. Tolkien set.
Yes.
No way, he's awesome. He's a good writer.
Yeah, see, I take exception with that. But anyways, we know about that.
Okay.
Right.
But okay, yeah, I thought you, I didn't know you guys were talking actually about the book. I thought it was something in the story about... And, you guys are getting too meta on
that's me. My point is that half the shit I said is in those books and doesn't matter. I don't care about the color of the curtains. It goes on for 4 pages, the color of the curtains, at Ryan. Why is it going on for 4 pages, Ryan?
That sounds, you sounds like you're describing Tolkien far more than Martin.
They're basically the same at this point. Let's
it's
be
like
honest.
The 20th century, 21st century fucking Tolkien.
I thought so.
There's a spider.
On another note that's with HBO, is HBO is
Ryan,
thinking,
like
of make, thinking of making the Watch a Watchmen television series.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Same actors or different actors?
Nah, they would make it their own from the ground up. So.
But then why does this Splash thing have the old actors?
Well, because I think it's just a get you to click on the link kind of thing.
Huh. It's like, hey, do you remember these guys?
That's
clickbait.
It'd be hard for me, actually, because I only know that show with those actors, so sometimes it's hard for me to see them.
Separate it?
Yeah, to see them. It's like, we're going to start over. I'm like, well, that's not my fucking comedian. You know, it might be a little hard for me to get my head around.
But don't worry, they could start off by saying, they could just have the voiceover from the original, Dr. Manhattan saying, like, I went to remember when I said I was going to go to a different place and try and create my own life, and he created life, right? And they could just tell the whole story, and then you'd be like, oh, man, it's connected universe, but it's like a different place.
Uh-huh. I created the exact same thing.
He only knows what he knows. That's the problem. It's like he only knows what he knows, so he's all-powerful within the realm of what he knows. He can't know any more than that.
Oh. So is this a good series for HBO to pick up?
It was where I thought they should have done it, because
it can be vulgar,
violent. The comic is broken down into 12 issues, you know, which is right around the right number of episodes that it would be. And you could jump around, and I think they could do easily. You could make one issue and make a 12-hour, you know, I think it would work out great.
12 episodes and one issue?
Yep. Yeah, I think
so. You're saying there's 12 seasons of this?
No, one episode is one issue.
No, you see, 1,000 Fireflies gives one season of this show. I think you're missing the math a little bit. Yeah, but what was that fucking, the vignettes they had in the middle? Was the Black Ship or something, or the Dark Cloth?
Black
or,
Freighter.
Black Freighter. Yeah, yeah. Right. We need some Black Freighter in there, too.
Yeah. Like the allegory about the man and fucking all that stuff coming back. So
that's cool. They're willing to put if they're willing to put the money behind it and make it look pretty, it should be. I'd watch it.
Well, they're starting now, so it might take a couple years and stuff like that, because they're going to need something new, because whatever their show, the Leftovers,
Game of Thrones is over now.
Okay. Game of Thrones will be over, not this year, but next year will be the last year for this. So they're going to need another big show, a big tentpole show. So they probably have other things in the works. Like, they probably are going to make that show that Ryan, that book that Ryan loves so much, they'll probably take that up. And
with Tavi?
Tavi.
That looks sweet. But Ryan, did they actually talk about that? Is that actually
No.
No.
Yeah,
it's all over the internet.
Nobody's interested in this but you.
Just totally Google Tavi HBO. You'll get it.
It's Tavi.
That's what I said, Tavi.
What's that book called again?
It's called, it's a series, The Codex Alera.
Yep, there it is.
We gotta change that name.
If you Google T-A-U-V-A-E HBO, you'll get a video of exactly what I thought you'd get. Assuming you spell T-A-U-V-E. Tavi HBO.
Why don't they make Codex Alera out of HBO series? Oh, look it. There's actually someone who asked that question. Oh my goodness.
It's Ryan Thomas. Oh, I wrote this 4 months ago.
Oh, I wrote this myself. And there's dolphins
in it. I'm scared.
Hey, Ryan, you know how he came up with the, you know, like, writing that, right?
Took away reason and ability?
No, I don't. I don't know the story.
Basically, inspiration came from a bet Butcher was challenged by a member of the Delray Online Writings Workshop, right? The challenger bet that Butcher could not write a good story based on a super lame idea, and he countered that he could do it using two lame ideas of the challenger's choosing. And the two lame ideas given to him were the Lost Roman Legion and Pokemon. So your entire fantasy book that you love so much is based off of a combination of the Lost Roman Legion and Pokemon.
Well, let's be honest. Pokemon, awesome. Romans, awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
I actually don't think those are lame. I think that guy was just bad at his game. He's like, yeah, all right, how about, like, robots and, like, super powerful heroes? Huh? Take that. Like, all right, okay. Fine. But it's actually a super good book.
But I like the fact that it was just they're like, hey, just pick two random ideas and make it. I think that's interesting as an exercise for your brain.
Cliff notes of this so we could just all read it and be like, Ryan, this book is dumb.
Yeah, it's called Wikipedia. Wikipedia, the story. Like,
you know what? There's a guy who's likes the Furies of Metal, and he can turn into, like, Colossus.
Look, you can't fucking read a crib notes on a book.
Yeah, you can.
Unless you're just, like, people a terrible person.
People do it all the time. Like, people do it all the time for, like, Hamlet and fucking Romeo and Juliet.
That's because they don't care. They just want to pass their test.
Ryan.
Well, no, they want to be able to talk wax philosophical about Tave and the fucking...
Yes, nobody Ryan, wants to do that.
I will give you that.
Adam does. But then...
I will also give that you shouldn't.
I don't, but I'll do it.
Read the Wikipedia or the crib notes on a movie. Because a movie's a lot less time investment. You can watch a movie in 2 hours. A book can take, 20 hours to read.
A book could take years to read.
Right. So you read crib notes and stuff on movies.
I don't. Not unless,
you read Wikipedia. Remember when we would do, like, movie challenge and argue about that? And
we haven't done that in a while.
You'd have the Wikipedia up, and you'd be like, hey, remember
but
this
that's
happened?
Because we're remembering things we've already experienced. But you can't experience the art. It's like saying, like, let me describe this art to you. It's like a painting. Like, there's a lady smiling, and she's got brown hair.
Holy shit! I just experienced a painting!
Ryan.
Boom! Ryan. There you go. Like, art.
A picture is worth 10,000 words, Ryan.
So you just need 10,000 words.
I think
it would be an interesting thing. That could be a fun game too. Of like someone trying to describe a famous painting.
No, because Ryan's gonna be like, "All right, guys, let's play this song. Do you know this song?"
I did have a song.
Oh.
Of course, you had a song.
That was actually. You
know. if you could put a soundtrack to the Tavi books, what would be your like first song?
I give 1,000 hugs, 10,000
lightning bugs.
That song's fairly terrible.
What? I don't even know you anymore.
I just think it's a little too cheesy.
Oh my god, you're just not looking at the subtext. You look too plain. You're like, oh, he's obviously just talking that he doesn't want to wake up. No, Ryan, no, it's more than that. There's nuances about fireflies.
Is there a video for that?
Yeah, okay. He's like playing the piano. It's dumb.
I need a little quiet for 1 second. I'm going to play the one Firefly Jesus. Song.
Oh, for the love of God. All
right?
Woo! That is not called the Firefly song.
That shit's good right there, I'm just saying.
That's called The Ballad of Serenity, you son of a bitch.
Right. In 2009, Trent Reznor said 10,000 Firefly song was his favorite song of 2009.
It's true.
He said that to be funny.
Well, saw an interview.
It was irony.
He's like, I'm being completely serious. I love that song. I got the lyrics tattooed up my arm.
Right.
I actually think it's hilarious that I believe he said that, and I think
but
it was a
great
joke.
But he didn't say that. I didn't.
If he said it, it would have been a great joke.
But on a weird note that I'm not quite sure is the directors of the Han Solo standalone project, they just left. They were like, you know what? They're kind of not letting us do our thing, so we're just going to bow out of this.
Is it? Were they having a conflict with Disney, or were they having conflict?
Like, yeah, with Catherine Kennedy. Oh, right. So, according to sources, they felt that they were brought on to make this into a comedy, and Kathleen, I guess, was really thinking, we just want you to have some lighter comedic, like,
undertones.
Tone to it, You know, but we still want it to be Rogue One-ish. You know, they don't want it to be just this slapstick comedy like 21 Jump Street. That's what they were thinking they were supposed to do.
21 Jump Street's a good fucking movie. I don't want to hear any bad things. You son of a bitch, you badmouthed 21 Jump Street? That shit was awesome.
No. I'm not. Kathleen Kennedy is.
Fucking Kathleen Kennedy. Fuck that bitch.
So, yeah. But now they got a new director.
Now they got a new director, fucking, and it's Opie.
Fucking Opie's going to direct Star Wars? Opie and fucking, what's his name from Cheers? Woody from Cheers is going to be in Star Wars?
Right, I know. Would you think about that? You would never think about that back in the day. You're like, no. That's
weird.
And
it's a weird combo.
Fucking Chilling Gambino, whatever the hell his name is. Salacious Gambino, whatever the fuck his name is.
What? His name's Troy.
Troy, yes. His rapper name is like Super Gambino Troy. Or something like that. Childish Gambino, I think that's what it is.
Abed and Troy. Okay, I got you now.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you're going with that.
I really hope Abed has a cameo in this movie.
I would love it if he did. That'd be awesome.
And I hope he's a scruffy-headed nerf herder.
Right, which is funny because Abed had a cameo in fucking Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
So, and people, you know, people are like, all right, because they were, what they say is they went off script a lot. They were like letting people improvise, and they're like, that was a funny line. We should keep that in there. And they're like, yeah, they're saying things that don't make sense within the greater universe that we are trying to create. So, like, that contradicts that, so.
That'd be awesome. They're just fucking riffing about shit in our world that has nothing to do with their world.
Right.
Like, what? Why would you leave that in? They're talking about Elf in the 80s. It doesn't even make sense.
Right. And, I mean,
it was an NBC show. It's all right.
So.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm glad that they figured something out rather than just be like, let's put something together with being angry at each other. I mean, shit, fuck. Let's just make it right. You know, I don't know if you can screw this up. Can you? It's just a
no.
Fucking,
I don't think you can.
Kind of lighthearted, but also
standalone
some sort
movie.
Of, yeah, I mean, fuck. You'll be fine. You're not going to destroy the characters. It's,
the thing is,
most of the principal shooting's done.
Right. Thing is, we still have 2 years before this movie even is a blip. So
is a blip.
May of 2018.
It's not. Yeah, that's got, 2 years.
No, did it get pushed back? No,
that's 1 year.
No, it's May of 2018.
1 year.
We got to get through.
Right now, everything will stay on track for a May of 2018 release.
All right, we got to get through this year first.
So, spoken like a pragmatist. First this year, and then next year.
We got to get through this Star Wars coming up first, and then I'll start thinking about that.
Are you worried about this Star Wars?
Oh, a little bit.
Really? Why?
Could fuck it up. I don't know. Because Carrie Fisher's not in it, and they might have fucked it up.
Yeah, she is. She is. And she's got fucking nerd photography's all... Her shooting's all done, and then they'll use, like, her sister or some crap. Who knows?
Daughter. Her daughter.
Her daughter's already in it.
Yes.
So, yeah. I'm more worried about getting through this first Star Wars than going on to the Solos.
I do think you have a better chance to kind of ruin a movie franchise rather than with this movie than with the single standalones, because the single standalones you can do whatever you want, right?
Nobody cares.
Right. I mean, as much as we do care, because Rogue One was a fucking fun movie and they slid it right in the universe.
Yeah, don't say nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Plenty of people out there that cares.
Dave obviously cares. Listen to him. He's fucking He's coming through the screen.
Yeah,
but Dave fucking thinks that Han shot second, so.
No.
Guido shot second. Everybody knows it. How about, hey, let's play a game real quick. LUU Steam, it is the Steam Summer Sale started today, so.
Oh,
that's true, it did.
Yeah, I knew because I got an email saying, 15 games on your wish list are on sale.
I also got an email. I don't know what it said, but
so let's
said 37 games are on sale.
So let's take let's play a small game and pull up your Steam if you can, and pull up your wish list and just look for what looks to be like good deals. You know, not like 15% off, and that you might actually consider purchasing. And let's talk about what those games are and stuff.
Holy crap!
Because if you get like 50% off a game and it's still $30 and you're like, I'm not going to pay $30 for that. That's not what we need to talk about. I want to talk about the best value kind of things you see out there that are on your wish lists.
Okay.
I only have 3 games on my wish list.
Not surprising.
You got to put more games on your wish list, bro.
Yeah.
If you see game and you're like, bug it, it's on my list.
I'll go first.
Give me one.
I got Ark Survival Evolved. Is 51% off.
How much is it though?
$30 down to 15, under 15.
Okay, what Ark Survival Evolved? I've heard of it. I just don't. It's not on my list. I'm curious.
It's a dinosaur Conan type of game.
Yep, I remember seeing it. Okay, cool. What about you, Dave? You got one? We'll go around and we'll
I haven't played it in a really long time, so they have Knights of the Old Republic for $2.49.
Sweet. Holy crap. That's a lot of value for $2.49.
Yeah.
Cool. What about you, Ryan? You got anything on there that looks interesting?
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff, actually.
Give me one.
The one that I say one. Is, settle down. I never follow rules.
Dave is fucking coming through the... you'll be hung up.
He's
going to come to the screen and get you.
There's a fairly old indie game that is 80% off. So that makes it tempting. It's only normally $9.99, and now it's $1.99. It's called Incredipede. It's where you like build these creatures, and then it's like a puzzle-ish game.
Okay.
So that's kind of tempting.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's also one called
Limbo. Hey, we're coming around you. We're coming around you. We're going around in circles. Right. Jesus Christ, this guy, fucking with his rules. There's one in here that I've been tempted to buy at 60% off. It was $4, called Game Developer Tycoon. I always meant to buy that game. You make a video game, you do release dates, that kind of stuff. What about you, Dave, too? You got anything on that? those 3 games?
I got 3 games on there.
Anything that you might consider buying because it's on sale?
Cities. Extra Large.
The XXL one. Okay, that's the one I don't think I've played.
It's 60% off, so it's $3.99.
Okay, yep. All right, Adam, you got another one?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get back to that screen. Elite Dangerous.
Yeah, that was on mine at one point, too. I think I took
it off.
That's
a space game.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a space game. It
looked interesting. It seemed kind of like you get your own ship and you go around and do shit, right?
Yeah. Almost like Eve-esque. Type of thing.
Yeah, I thought that looked interesting.
What's it called?
Elite Dangerous. Yeah. How much is it?
15. Yeah. So it's 30.
That plays that, and he says like weird shit happens where there'll be like giant space puzzles. Where it'll be like all of a sudden like everyone in like whatever the alliance or what do they call it, the coalition, receive a transmission where it says like a giant like 15 stanza like poem. Having to do with like ancient Greek and mythology and stuff like that, and then people get together and go like, "Oh shit, we got to translate this because like, you know, Apollophon is like this guy, which references this star system. So if we start at this star system as a key point, it's like it helps you chart like a trail through space to try and find like a derelict freighter that has That's neat. All of a sudden it's like it becomes like a giant race to find some derelict freighter or like some alien artifact that's like super super rare.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. If it's anything like Reddit, it probably gets solved in like half a second because
absolutely get half.
My favorite thing, I mean, it's a tangent, but my favorite thing about Reddit is like my grandma grew up in Novigrad and in 1918 she met a guy named Ralph. They were lovers. They never met again. And then like 36,000 comments later, be like, thank you for helping my grandma find Ralph. They are now making love to each other. Like, what? How did that happen? Exactly.
because that reminds me of, like, that Kevin Smith thing where he's like, hey, man, when I was, like, when I was 8 in school in 3rd grade, I had this pen pal of this guy in Canada named this. It's like, and by the time I was in 4th grade, I'd lost touch with him. Man, he was a really cool dude. And they're like, found him. Sorry. It's like we found his brother because he had passed away and stuff. And they're like, holy crap, that's like, and they instantly like, it's Ryan, that's like that's a computer program right there. That's because it's a search program.
It's like the greatest like detective ever is Reddit. So if you could just like throw some facts at Reddit as a detective, if you knew nothing and then come back the next day and be like, I've solved the case, and just take all the credit for it, it's amazing. That's Reddit's amazing.
It is pretty cool.
All right, you Dave, what do you got? You got another one for me?
75% off Just Cause 3. Just Cause 3 is like a super open world game where physics don't really apply, but a guy has like a flying squirrel suit and a grappling hook, and like it has a lot of physics engine interactions, but you run around this like island causing chaos, and like you can like grapple hook a car to a rocket, and then the rocket flies up and drags the car with it and stuff, and it's just kind of like a Grand Theft Auto, but a lot of physics engines working in play. There's no like realism involved.
I like it. How much is it?
$12.50. Cool. So down from $50.
Cool, cool. All right, Ryan, you got another one? I know you do.
You got two, Ryan. Ryan's got two.
I got several. I'll do a single category. There's two. There's one game called Shell Shock Live, and it's very similar to like a Worms game and a Scorched Earth game where you shoot at your enemies with like different weapons and you control the angle and it's turn-based kind of thing. Those are both on sale, actually. Worms WMD and Shell Shock Live.
Yeah.
Those are my Scorched Earth, you know, entries.
Ryan somehow got two in there.
Always.
I'm doing it for the sake of efficiency.
Okay. One of mine is Mordheim, City of the Damned, is on my list. It's 75% off. It's $10. It basically looks like kind of a turn-based, kind of like old-style D&D where you run around and do shit, but when combat starts, you go into turn-based with your party kind of a thing. Looks interesting. Another one of my games.
Mordheim?
Mordheim. Mordheim. City of the Damned. It's been on my list for like a year, and I've always meant to. It's not been on sale before, but never at 75% off, so it's close. I don't know. We'll see. All right, D2, you got one?
Yeah, 90% off for $1.99. Portal 2.
Oh.
I've always wanted to play the Portal game, but just haven't done it.
Cool. Oh. Yeah, I think that when those games came out, they were highly acclaimed, so I'm sure those would be good. Adam, you got one?
I saw you were playing Judgment the other day. Yeah, I kind of was.
Is that on sale?
10%. It's kind of on sale.
I mean, it's
not
cheap,
good
it's
enough.
Cheap to begin with, but yeah.
Yeah,
it's a fun little stupid kind of build a base and build resources and survive the apocalypse game. Very low graphics, of course. otherwise, I wouldn't be playing it.
Is that your criteria, low graphics?
Pretty much. All right, Dave, you got one?
Yeah, I got a few, but a little classic. We're going to go, why not get 60% off a little Romance of Romance of the Three Kingdoms 13.
It's on my list, and that's the actual, probably the one that I will purchase, just because it's always been $60, and I want to play the fucking game. So,
right, yeah.
It's still $24, which is expensive for a game that's been out for a year or so, but I don't care. I'm probably going to buy it.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see, I got this game, which I don't even know what it is, but it's on my list. It's called Star Ruler for $2.50. Let's see what it does.
It's got a ruler out there bunch of stars.
Looks like you run around a procedurally generated 3D galaxy with option to flatten it. Why does that matter? You just build ships, you do stuff. Oh, it's $3, $2.50. Hard to pass it up, you know.
Shadows over Mordor. I think you might have bought that one, Dave.
I have Shadows Over Mordor.
That
one's 80% off. I don't know. Is it good?
It's really fucking fun, dude. It's like the combat. Did you ever play? I would ask why Ryan never played it. Like any of the Batman games, the modern Batman games. So it has really fluid combat of fighting and moving around and stuff like that. But it's a huge open world, and they have this system called like the Nemesis system, where say you beat an orc, but he runs away, right? He's gonna go back, and now in the system, he remembers who you are, and he goes, oh, you fight this way. So he comes back and is like, all right, I have leveled up, and it's like a villain in D&D. He's leveled up, and now he knows kind of how you play. So now he's all like, I'm immune to backstabs, and I, you know, attack, and I roll around with 5 bodyguards with me.
All right.
And it's like, so the system, it's got a whole bunch of under-the-hood systems to, like, make that happen, so they, like, characters remember who you are. So as you get stronger, they're like, oh, you're back! We're gonna kill you, you know?
So this is what's cool about Steam Summer Sales. We had this exact same conversation a year ago. Exact same. I remember Dave describing the exact same way, and I purchased it for probably 75% or 80% off for like $4.
And never played it.
It's in my library. I've never played it. But I remember having this exact same conversation. How I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Yeah, it's pretty neat. I think I'll buy that. And I spend like, I don't know, $100 on games. Most of them I never get to, but it's fun to know that they're there.
Well, the big thing now is you can play them with the PlayStation 4 controller. So now I can play them. I'll just play them in front of my TV, which is really a lot. Is nice because there's some games like that. I don't need to be hunched over here. I can just play with the controller, and it works really good.
How do you play in front of your TV?
He's got the.
I just went and bought for $15. You can buy the Steam Link, which basically connects to your computer. It just.
Protects your TV to your computer, your TV, or?
Yep, and it's just like, it's.
I'm really
basically when you
to do
when
that.
You're bought when you got big picture mode, you know, like you put Steam into big picture mode, and you can just navigate with your PlayStation 4 controller.
Gotcha.
Well, or your Xbox controller, whatever.
When it's in big picture mode, it kind of has the same GUI of a fucking like PlayStation Store or PlayStation Xbox or something. It looks the exact same, pretty much.
Right.
So that's interesting. All right,
tempted to get that. Sorry. Link.
That's cool. Just throw them out there. If you got something that's cool that's on your list, throw it out there. We'll take a look at it.
Man, we should play some Cobanito All-Star Soccer. I heard that game was pretty
great.
Is
that on sale? I bought that. That's pretty fun.
Soccer
I'm just looking at Ryan's page.
Soccer Manager's on sale, too.
Well, it's interesting that you're looking at Ryan's page, because with the Steam Summer Sale comes, of course, the quests you get, and you get badges for doing quests. And I think one of mine today was, like, look at another friend's wish list or something. I was like,
yep,
all
right. Yep, that's what I did. That's the reason I was looking at the wish list, because I was like, I get a free thing.
Yeah, so it's cool that they do those. They do them daily. They're like, you get a new quest today. All you got to do is go and change your preferences to do this. Like, all right.
That's funny.
Cool. Well, anybody got any other ones that are like, oh, I want to try this game. You guys should try this game. It looks cool.
Not
really.
Right. Like, I like the fact that we have some tastes that overlap, but we have, when it comes to games, they're very different. Like, I would get super frustrated and annoyed at your games. I would just be
Ryan's
like...
Ryan's games? Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, I just feel like, why is nothing happening? Like, all this stuff is happening under the hood, and you're like, this little guy goes, dirt, 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 dirt. And then you hear some guys go like, ah, ksh,
yes, but it's why it's happening that's important.
Right. But the thing is, at that point in time, I want to do the why. Like, if there was...
No, you set up the reason for the why. It's like being the power behind the throne.
Like, I know it'll never happen, but it would be cool, like, if there was... it's like, Eve tried to do that thing where they had, like, oh, in space, all those ships are flying down, and, like, when they conquer planets and stuff like that, they made the first-person shooter part of it, where it's like, oh, you're playing guys on the ground, while in space, all the people playing Eve are playing all the space part. Like, if there was a way to, oh, you set those guys to fight, and now I could play the fighting part of the that would be cool.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So basically, if you had like games like Crusader Kings, kind of like Total War, where that you get both, right? You get the grand strategy, and then the fights, you actually do the fights. The problem with I always have with those games is I would just skip the fights. And I would just do the grand strategy part.
Because you're like, the numbers are in my favor.
And actually, now that you mentioned that, there is a game I put on recently, Warhammer Total War, which is 66% off. It's always been really expensive. Which is the Total War system, which has always been kind of cool, but in the Warhammer universe, so you get Warhammer units and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be really neat. But then I just remember to myself, you always skip the battles, Chris. It's not going to matter that the units are different. You're just going to skip them. It doesn't matter. But one last thing. I mean, you guys feel free to mention more, but take a look at a game called Endless Sky, and I showed Ryan this earlier. And tell me this is not the exact same game that Ryan tried to make a while back with a little bit more fluff and flair on the top of it. It looks like the exact same thing. You go around the gravity or whatever, the physics engine of the ship shooting shit.
Endless Sky.
Yep, it's free. It's a free game.
While you're looking at that, oh, this Chris, is completely I put is, a link yeah. down at the end, and there is actually a the very first, as of 9 hours ago.
Ooh.
The very first Dynasty Warriors 9 gameplay.
All right, I'm going to have to watch this. You guys carry on the podcast without me. I'll just watch this for a bit.
This is totally Ryan's game.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it looks pretty fun, too.
That's what could be. It could be if you just put a little bit more into it instead of fucking off your whole life at work.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll add it to my wish list. Is it free? No, it's $4.
Oh, is it?
No, it's free.
It's free, yeah.
Mine says free. Are you looking at...
Oh, I'm looking at the collection. The
other edition?
All right.
Like, there was a...
Grandmaster.
Endless Grandmaster Sky. High, oh, even the high DPI one was free.
Right.
Oh, I'm looking at... It's called Endless Space, not Endless Sky.
Yeah, they're showing weather effects and stuff like that.
So there's probably an Endless Space and an Endless Sky, but there's definitely an Endless Sky.
There's a whole bunch of them. It's Endless Legend, Endless Space. Endless Legend, Endless Space are actually two games I thought were pretty cool. And then they just came out with Endless Space 2, I believe. It's a brand new game. It's not going to be anything as good as this game.
You see how many guys, Juan, you knocked up in one game? He knocked up like 40 guys into the air and spun his...
I will say I'm a little disappointed by the trailer because all it is more Dynasty Warriors like images. Right. I want to see the open world part. That's what gets me, you know.
Right, but the
what show Warhammer are you looking at? Dawn of War 3?
Total War.
Total War. There's like 10 of them.
There's a lot of them. Yes.
Total War Warhammer.
Yeah, Total War Warhammer. There's like. Warhammer 2, Realm of Wood, King of something, Call of the Beastmen, Warzug.
What? I don't see any of this. I see Total War 2, I see Medieval, I see Rome, I see... But all the only one I see is Warhammer, is the Warhammer one.
Total War, Warhammer.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the add-ons?
Yeah, you're
probably... I don't know.
Yeah, those are all add-ons.
Oh yeah, those are those are just like additional shit that they add on to crap.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And Total War, like, just switch it down to highest price, and then it goes Total War Warhammer $20.39.
Yeah.
But so we have an official name of Jurassic Park 2. Jurassic World 2. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Jurassic
okay.
World 2 is the Fallen Kingdom. So,
okay.
I don't know what it means, but it sounds great. It probably has to do with
Kingdom Fallen,
like the world of Jurassic World as the kingdom, and it has fallen. All I care about is my boy Jeff Goldblum is back.
I can agree to that. As cool what's his name?
Robert E. Kennedy.
Right.
No, not that guy. Who's the main guy? I can't think of his name.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chris Pratt?
There you go. As long as... I don't really care about Chris Pratt as much as I care about Jeff Goldblum being in it.
Chris Pratt is not going to be in it because he's off having sex with that scientist lady who has red hair.
Right.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
And green skin?
But so that's a pretty
Guardians
cool.
Guardians of the Galaxy, close.
We know what you're talking about.
I was referring to the Jurassic Park, the first one, or Jurassic World.
Oh, that World. Lady. Right.
Yeah.
Come
on.
Bryce Dallas Howard. Cool. She likes to run in heels.
Yes. Okay, and, cool.
And I'm pretty sure, like, there are... Remember when we were talking about that sweet-ass Russian robot that they're building that is not a Terminator?
Here's the section I like to call robots.
Ryan?
Segment.
Just the one that, like, shot shot a gun.
And yeah, like, and yeah, it's, and all like, good. It's not a Terminator. Yet, yet, not a Terminator.
Right. So, yeah, it shoots two guns now, which is pretty great. Well, a pistol in each hand, which looks pretty badass. And it also drives a car.
Really?
That like, straight funny. Up drives a car.
That's funny.
Dave so, said, it Dave is said on I'm its out of way. A job. Yeah.
Fucking A. Stupid fucking Russian robots.
But God look, damn. It does fucking better push-ups than Chris, and it lifts weights.
It's impossible.
But it's funny, it does the thing that Chris does by holding the weight and then look at his bicep while he's lifting the weights, because that's what a Russian robot would do.
That's what everybody does. That's what you do. You look at, you make sure you're squeezing properly. Which one are you looking at here? The second one or first one you shared?
Second one.
Okay. Yeah. What the fuck's this thing called? Final experiment demonstration object research. I'm gonna walk like a bitch. I could beat up this Terminator. Oh, I'm walking like a bitch.
I can push it over any second.
Actually, they if you watch, they try and do that. They like try and push it over. They're like, no. And it doesn't. They're like, fuck you, I ain't pushing it over.
They're like poking it with a stick. But you know what's going to happen is the Terminators in the future, ones that evolve, are going to hear this podcast and be like, we need to kill him. He made fun of our younger brothers.
Right.
Fucking Russian robots. He's making. Why is he drilling? He's drilling into cement.
You know why? Because they're teaching. They're doing the thing. They're teaching the robots to be able to make more robots.
Oh, this sounds like he is driving a car. It's fucking ridiculous.
Picking up power tools. Oh my goodness!
Right?
Is he low crawling here?
Yeah, he's low crawling because we're not making a Terminator. It's like, why you got to teach it to low crawl? Maybe there's barbed wire in the future. He's got to crawl under.
Fucking Russia! Come on, Putin. We know what you're doing.
Right. Adam, seriously. Is there anything about robots you would like to talk about?
Ryan, can you click on this thingy down here? Did you see it?
Let me look. What is
it? Japanese sumo bots?
Oh, yeah. This is from 2014.
This is like, that's the best one I could find. It's a competition every year where people make these miniature robots that are smaller than a shoebox. And they have to push each other off of the sumo mat, which is like probably a mat that's 4 feet in diameter. And these things are awesome just to look at, let alone how fast they go.
So these are not controlled? It's all programming?
It's all programmed, pre-programmed.
Yeah, well, watch how fast they go.
They go ridiculously fast. So, Ryan, I want you to tell me how you program this.
It's just a pattern, right?
Well, I mean, they probably all have their different intelligence, but it's probably like they got to identify the enemy, and they can see the white line, so they don't want to cross that. And then you can mix it up. You can move fast. You can try to go near the edge and try to dodge. You can, you know, basically this, you know, there's a whole bunch of different choices. But it's clear that you know, some of these ones go super fast. Some of them go slower, but are like super tough.
So, but it looks like a lot of them are trying to get to the edges of their enemy or to the side of their enemy or something.
Right.
So, I guess let me rephrase and say, how would you make a sumo bot? What would your intelligence of mean? Because I've seen your video games with ships that go boo boo boo, and I've seen your games where you're like, I'm rank number two, next to this fucking Russian guy, and you know. So, what would you do? Like,
by the way, rank number one in robotgame.net.
Is that because the other guy quit?
Yeah, but fuck that guy. And that's still pretty good. Number one, Hooker Crook, is pretty good. This would be tough. I think you got to experiment, but you know, I'd be tempted to do something a little different. Like, I'd want to make one that could jump just for the fun of it. You know, so that, like, they come towards you, and you're like, you jump off, and then, like, you push them underneath you, and, like, out. So you get on the other side of them. That would just be cool. One that gets some height. None of them get height. It would be successful. It would be cool, though.
It's...
Like, sumo wrestlers never jump over the other guy. But a robot...
No, because it's they don't do that because it's not very honorable.
What? No, they don't do it because they weigh 1 billion pounds and you can't jump over another 1 billion-pound guy. No one's ever said, I would jump over you, sumo, but it's too dishonorable for me to jump over top of you.
This is why I take a little bit of hesitation when you say you think you can fit 10,000 fireflies on yourself. You just said sumo wrestlers weigh 1 billion pounds. Because I know you like to kind of go into...
in this case, I was exaggerating. Yeah.
That's cool.
It'd be, you know, if I had nothing else to do, I think this would be something that would be fun to do. Really, if cool. I didn't have a job, I would say, fucking, yeah, let's compete in the robot sumo wrestling competition.
So are you, like, advocating for universal basic income right now? And basically saying, if I had universal basic income, I would do this all day?
I wouldn't see why not.
You socialist pig, you!
I already have half the skills to do this. I just don't know how to program.
All right. Adam's all for universal basic income. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I don't know what this thing is, but I found it on the internet like I find everything. This is a Magic the Gathering thing that they made. It's called... I don't even know what it is. You watch it, and it's about one of those dragon guys, Nicol something.
Nicol Bolas.
Oh yeah.
Right. They made like a weird ass like pretend talk show where he's like the host.
It's so stupid. And they're even using the old art instead of the new updated art.
And like they like they add guests and stuff and they like make Magic the Gathering jokes that I understand the concept, but I don't really know what it is. But Chris seems to find it super hilarious.
I find the concept hilarious. They're just making the mouth move on the cards. I don't even know what they're saying, but somebody took the time to make a 12-minute fucking show. I think it's awesome. I like people creating content. I don't know what the fuck it is. Jace Mega Douche is at the end, so...
Jace talk show guest.
That's cool. That's a good find. Magic Online right now is having their 15th year anniversary. If anybody wants to go do some of the events, one of the key events they're doing is that there's basically booster drafts, except for you draft a plane. So if you draft like Zendikar, you get packs from the Zendikar expansion. If you draft Dominica, you get packs from the Dominica line, etc., etc. There's like 6 different ones, and then you battle other planes. It's interesting, and then they give extra rewards away for the 15 year. I know hardly nobody really plays, but you know, it's still fun. it was cool because mostly people usually when you draft the same cards. They're not doing that here. They're trying something different. They're like, these are all separate packs based on the plane that you want to recruit. So kind of neat.
That's still cool.
If you were to say one set is better than any other set, what would you say? What would you rank as the highest or the most powerful set?
Popular. Most popular.
No, not popular. One that if people were to go like, this is the set I would be like, this is the one that I would get the cards from because it gives me the best chance of winning or something like that.
I don't know. Ryan would probably say Lorwyn because remember
when I was thinking Lorwyn.
Whenever I play Lorwyn cards, he'd be like, what the fuck? That's so OP!
Lorwyn's pretty busted. I think there's like, and it's actually probably fair, maybe a reasonable choice because a lot of the cards synergize easily, where I think some of the older sets have really powerful cards, but then they have a bunch of just shit with them. You know, like, that's what it was. It was like, this card's OP, and then this one's useless, 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 mediocre, mediocre, OP. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was where they're more balanced now. So.
Yep, that's true. I think that there's certain things that, like Mirrodin, that had a lot of affinity, so you could build basically affinity decks that help you... You can basically dump your whole hand on, like, one turn one or two, which is pretty strong, but... I wouldn't know without having to go through these. I'd probably just pick my favorite, honestly.
What would that be?
I'd have to look and see which ones they all are. I don't even know, honestly. I don't even know what my fucking
Like, I'm Zendikar with Liz Landfall. That was fast, fairly fun. They had the multicolor part of that one was good.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough... It wasn't Lorwyn, that's for sure.
I like the tribal element of Lorwyn. I mean,
yeah,
you
for
could
some
build
reason
elf decks, it, oh, yeah. Or you build fucking Kithkin decks or whatever.
Yeah.
What
did they say about Lorwyn? Let me see. I think I can find him just real quick. Okay.
Ooh, Lorwyn consisted of 4 sets? Come on, that goes away from the usual 3-set paradigm, Ryan.
I know. Bullshit.
It's true.
It managed to keep the goblins under control this time around, but the combination of flash creatures plus counter magic made fairies a potent deck and standard after Bitter Blossom showed up.
Bitter Blossom's ridiculous OP.
Right.
The five choices you have for the Battle of the Plains, what they call it, is Dominaria, which is kind of, I would say those cards were back in like 2001. Innistrad, which was probably around 2010.
Oh, that was like vampires and... Yep. Stuff like that.
Mirrodin. Cool. Mirrodin was probably 2004 or something. Ravnica. Go ahead. Sorry. Ravnica was more recent, 2009, something like that. And then Zendikar, which was like 2008 or something like that.
Yeah, I like Mirrodin. I remember enjoying that one a lot.
Yeah, Mirrodin, Darksteel, Fifth Dawn, Scars of Mirrodin, Mirrodin Besieged, and New Phyrexia. That's the one that had the that brought Wither, or was it Wither? Poison? No, it's called Wither, I think. Yeah.
But didn't that also have like the blue white card that like made copies of everything? And
yeah, I knew there was lots of cool. Yeah,
that card was cool. There's lots of cool cards in that set. I enjoyed. I just had a good feel. I think it might also just be timing, because I think that was one of the first sets I played when I started playing again.
Yep, that could be definitely you know what I mean? It. Everybody has their favorite for when they came back or got back into it or whatever. So,
yeah.
But you guys don't care about that, but it's going on. Check it out if you're a Magic fan.
Cool. I only play with the Power 9 cards, Chris.
Okay.
That's all the cards I need.
They do
can't
have...
make a full deck then, man.
That's true. They do have Cube, like Legacy Cube in this as well going on, which has all the power cards in it. You don't get them in your set, but they're just you get to play with them.
Yeah. But come on. Ancestral Recall? Mm-hmm. Time Walk? Time Twister?
Mm-hmm. Oof. Time Twister is probably the weakest of all of them, all of the ones.
But I just like the fact that there's like a group of cards called the Power 9. That's like not a mythology that's made up by writers. That's a mythology that people who played have now dubbed onto cards and stuff.
Because
so I like the fact
they're too powerful. Their cards are just too powerful for standard use, so that's why they're called that.
Right. It's like now, if you were to do that, it's like you've made like the start of a cool backstory, but it's based in reality of like things of these nine artifacts that are lost to humanity that are too powerful to be used by mortal men. But then Ryan happens to be digging through something and finds one of the Power 9. And, like, all of a sudden, everything switches places. But
Yeah.
Dave, too, has now found one as well.
If anybody cares what the Power 9 are, just because Dave brought it up there, all the Mox set, there's five Moxes, which basically is an artifact that costs nothing and gives you a mana, which, believe it or not, is really fucking powerful. Black Lotus, which you sacrifice for 3 mana. Artifact that costs 0, right? Uh-huh. You brought up Ancestor Recall. It's 1 blue, draw 3 cards. It's ridiculously overpowered. At instant speed, no less, which is fucking stupid.
OP.
Time Walk, 1 blue, 1 colorless. Take an extra turn. Just go ahead and go again. Do what you need to do. Library of Alexander, which basically says a land. You tap it. If you ever have 7 cards, you get to draw a card. You can make it into really super strong. And then Time Twister, which is the weakest one, which is 1 blue, 2 colorless, and I think it says each player shuffles their hand into their graveyard.
Set Time Switcher aside in the new graveyard pile.
Yep,
shuffle
and then,
your hand.
And then draw 7 more. So.
Yeah, that is a weird... Like, that one doesn't seem that OP.
It's not, except for the deck you put it in. So if you put it in, let's say, that deck where you have Affinity, so you drop your entire hand and your opponent still has 7 cards in their hand, and then you play that, then you get 7 more. I mean, that's huge. You can make it into card advantage galore if you have the right deck. So.
Yeah, I guess it is like, if you're down to, like, it's a huge card draw for 3 if you're holding 2 or 3 cards.
And your opponent has 7 or 6 or something, yeah. Yeah, right. It's powerful shit that nobody ever plays with anymore and is worth a lot of money. Physical copies. It is weird that like the physical copies haven't dropped in price, even with Magic the Gathering Online being around for 15 years. You can get all these virtual cards, but the physical cards haven't gone down. In fact, they've gone up in price. So I always thought they might go the other way. They're like, people are playing online more, so fuck the physical cards.
So you're saying my Force of Nature is still worth some money?
No. Your Force of Nature ain't worth shit.
That's true.
All right. And so if you had that Time Twister in Alpha, it is on average selling for $2,087.32.
Yes. Well, that's alpha. Alpha is worth ridiculous amounts.
And beta is like a little under half that, about 48% of that, with 981.
Right. So, Adam, to answer your question, I'm assuming you have a revised Force of Nature, because that's kind of where we were in 96, worth 18 cents.
Really?
Yes.
Should have sold it when something.
Yeah. Revised cards aren't worth super amount of money unless they're rare. Like, the dual lands are worth something still, but that's really about it. Kind of. Maybe Demonic Tutor.
Huh. Oh, because it had a pentagram on it.
Yep.
People play yeah. Probably people Unholy now. Strengths were probably maybe got a little value.
Fuck, that shit's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Good Magic the Gathering segue, Dave. I appreciate it. What else is going on in the world?
Yeah, I try and get Ryan involved because Ryan kind of just sits there blankly staring off into space.
And I want what everybody looks like they're doing when we're on these computers.
Yeah, but we're also talking.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
Yeah,
I accept. Yeah.
What was that?
Come on, give us a little something.
We have a preview or a premiere date for Star Trek Discovery.
I don't
Sunday,
buy it.
September 24th. The show will premiere on CBS. Immediately followed the next day, or no, I'm sorry. The first episode will show right after football, and then the second episode will show or be available for viewing on CBS All Access immediately after the first episode.
But just the second episode?
Yep, it's going to be weekly, and it's going to be released the first 7 or 8 episodes through mid-November. Then it's taking its winter break, and then the rest of the 15 episodes, whatever's remaining, will come back in like February.
Yes.
So you can't even binge it because they're going to split it up long enough that you're not going to have access to them.
What a bunch of fuckers!
Because they don't want you to take your free whatever and. Yep. Watch it all and cancel.
Yep, pretty much. And, you know, we saw a trailer for it a few weeks ago. The ship that they're on, that they show, like, the bridge and all that, that's not even the Discovery. That's the first ship that she learns to cut her teeth under before she moves to the actual Discovery. So, yeah, it's...
Wait, so the ship that kind of looks like a cross between a Klingon and a Federation ship isn't the Discovery?
The ship that they show in the trailer is not necessarily... They said the bridge. The scenes that we see with the bridge.
Okay.
With that's Michelle, Yao, and the captain's seat. That's not the Discovery Bridge.
But
the Discovery Bridge is different.
I got you. But the one when they're on the planet and it's coming out of the clouds and she says, it's time we talk about your own command. That's got to be it. Otherwise, it would be fucking ridiculous.
Well, I think that's... Well, I don't know. It's
that's got to be it.
I think that could be... I don't know.
That's got to be it. It'd be stupid if you're like, let's talk about your own command, and then it comes on the... And she's like,
yeah,
oh, look
like
at that ship!
To beam up, so,
it's like
know.
Showing,
right, after
it's
you
like
see
showing
the
Excelsior.
If that's... Seriously, if they're like that, they're like, let's talk about your own command. Look at that ship up there. That's not it. Go fuck yourself. What the fuck?
Someday you too can command a ship this
big. We gotta remember, she doesn't get her own command. She's gonna be the first officer. In the series, like,
is that
the
true?
Captain,
is that true?
The captain is Jeremy Isaacs.
But
the guy from 08.
Then why does she say, "Let's talk about your own command," or something like that? Isn't that what she says? Let's talk about your own command.
I'd have to go back and rewatch the trailer.
That'll take at least 5 seconds. Don't do that.
Because it's right at the beginning. But yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Ryan, I found this super funny on Reddit. There is a guy who was mad at Comcast for not getting his speeds that he pays for. Mm-hmm. So he set up a Raspberry Pi to tweet at anytime his speeds would drop below a certain thing, a certain amount, it would auto-tweet to Comcast the speed of what he's going. It would basically be, hey, at Comcast, why is my internet speed this and this when I pay for this and this? And it would just keep doing that throughout the day and forever.
It would do it once an hour.
Right.
Yeah, I read about that too. That was pretty genius. And he was trying. They count every time or often. They would reply to him and say, "What can we do for you? Tell us your account information."
That's cool.
And he said, "I ignoring them because this is for most people. But actually, I followed up reading the article, and apparently Comcast is actually has a decent, like, 95% of the time they hit their rates that they, you know.
Like, yeah, like, I have no problem. Like, I
can't argue. Yeah, they've always hit the rates that they've advertised for me as well, so I can't argue.
Right.
I mean, I hate their customer service, but, you know.
Yeah, their customer service does suck.
And I think that they are overpriced, but, you know, what are we going to do? Yeah, so she says, I think it is time we talk about what you have in your own command. And then they say, let's beam up. And then the fucking ship comes out of the, like, clouds.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
If that's not the ship, Discovery, they don't know how to fucking edit a fucking trailer.
Yeah, I don't know. But according to this, because the ship that they show, at least all the bridge scenes, the inside the ship scenes, are not the Discovery, is the Shinzu.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Shinjitsu?
You can be a commander in charge of your own ship, and that happens all the time in the Star Trek universe. So, what I think might be awesome, or maybe this fucking, she has a captain and then he dies right away, fucking Christopher Pike style.
Yeah.
That storyline's been done.
No, it hasn't. That's not even a storyline. That's a thing. That's a plot point. It's not a storyline. God damn it, Adam.
How come it keeps on coming up every
That storyline's been done. That's a plot point. It's time to talk about having your own command. Alright, cool. Did you guys see, today's Google doodle? It's for Okar Fischinger's 117th birthday or something. It's a music one.
Yep,
Oscar.
It's fucking awesome. And I love Google, and they can have my allegiance forever even when they take over. I don't care. Google AI can take over and go into the Terminator bots, and I'll still obey them. It's just cool. You get to make your own music, and they're just like, here, fuck around with it and make your own music. That's neat.
What was it called? I did not see it.
Well, just click on the doodle.
Just go to Google homepage.
Yeah, go to
Google. The doodle.
And then it kind of opens up. It talks about one of his quotes or something, and then you just kind of make your own music. It's neat. It's kind of, as you, the little stanza goes by, you click where you want notes, and then notes appear. Music is cool.
I would, like, I'm glad I don't sit in front of a computer all day, because I would fucking just play with this for hours.
Let me tell you, a couple of days ago they had, what was it? It was a cricket doodle. And so they just pitch you the ball, and you got to time it and hit it, and you time it and hit it. And I played that for like 20 minutes. I'm like, sweet, I know cricket home runs over six points now. All right. So, yeah.
What else? I guess in England, they're having like a huge heat wave. It's like it's really, really hot, right?
And in Arizona.
So a lot of, yes, but I'm talking about this because the Arizona thing doesn't have a cool story attached to it. But so at a lot of the private schools and stuff like that, they have their dress codes. And the boys are supposed to wear pants, and girls can wear skirts and stuff like that. But it's super hot, so the boys are like, hey, can we wear shorts? And they're like, nope, it's part of the dress code. Bunch of them were like, let's get some skirts and wear skirts to school because it's fucking hot.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, good for you, fuckers.
Right.
But let's talk about dress codes at school to begin with. Go fuck yourself.
I mean, there is an interesting thing to say, like, you are not going to be singled out if you are you're a poor kid who doesn't have nice clothes by someone, you know, who does have nice clothes, and they're like, hey, you don't have these cool-ass shoes. Look at me. I'm awesome, and you're poor. You know, so there's something to be said about that.
It's part of childhood. Deal with it. Learn how to deal with bullies. Fucking learn jiu-jitsu and put them on their ass. That's right, I'm advocating violence.
In England, I think it would be at least better because, like, the amount of guns that are around are not, like, the escalation probably wouldn't, you know, happen as much. Here, it would be like, oh no, I got made fun of, and now you put me down, now I'm just going to do something with a gun, and now it escalated too quickly, and...
Yeah, I agree.
I forgot about this, I wanted to share
with you. Uh-oh, here it comes. I can't Adam. I can't believe it.
I forgot about this. All right. You know how LeVar Burton is awesome.
Yep.
And he does Reading Rainbow.
Yep.
Yes.
He has a new podcast called LeVar Burton Reads. And it is pretty cool because it's like the way he says it, it's Reading Rainbow for adults. So what he's going to do is take half an hour or 40-minute episodes of whatever, and he's going to read sci-fi books or fantasy books or short novels, short books. So 30 pages or something like that. I listened to the first one. It's pretty damn good.
So he reads part of a story?
No, it's just a short story.
Oh, he reads a short story. Oh, that's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that being interesting.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard about it yet, Chris, but I know you're a big LeVar Burton fan.
Yeah. Reading Rainbow, it does still exist. So there's something called a Sky Library and Reading Rainbow app. Persephone really liked it when she was... Mm-hmm. You put it on the iPad, and you get to pick out books from the library, and you get to go to different islands and stuff. It's really cool. If your kids are into reading books on iPads and finding doing little activities and stuff, it's pretty neat. And they learn because they're reading. Yay! But if you're not reading, it also reads to you, so it's kind of cool. You can turn on the shit that it reads to you and off and stuff. It's pretty neat.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, because Reading Rainbow is amazing. It should always exist.
I did like Reading Rainbow. And some of those old school shows are probably like... Some of them are actually like stand the test of time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's a good point. So in the app as well, there's all these videos of... Remember how they'd be like, let's see how crayons are made. Let's go to the crayon workshop. And then so that'll be on the app as well. Like you can go, your kid can go to the... Can watch all those over and over again, which, as you know, kids like repetition. It's how they learn. So eventually you'll be watching the crayon workshop like 36 times, but
right.
It's good for them. So
the cool thing about this new LeVar Burton Reads podcast is the way he ends it is the same as Reading Rainbow. So he's like, and don't take my word for it. Which, like, as soon as that happened, I'm like, shivers down my spine, because it was pretty cool. So, it's worth listening to.
Sounds good. Thanks for bringing that up. Are
good
we done?
Good job, Adam.
Yeah, I'm looking up Reading Rainbow on my iPad. Pod, whatever the fuck the thing's called. iTunes.
Podcast?
No, it's just called podcast. That's the problem. How can you name the app podcast? Like, it just... you know what I mean? Like, it's just a bad name. It's like videos. They actually have one called videos. It's bad names.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah, I'm going to come over to Dave, too.
Dave, that's good.
All he's got is salt, man. It's just like salt.
I know. He's all like,
this is like, Dave, can you put a little salt on that, please? All right, there he comes. A little bit of salt.
A little bit of salt. A little bit of pepper. Here we go.
Okay, that is the end of the podcast. Before things fall apart, we're going to get out of here. GeeksNextDoorFTW@gmail.com is our email address. I think we actually had an email that I didn't get to, but we'll do it next week. Facebook page, Geeks Next Door, and write us, do things, and all that stuff. So, all right, until next week. See you guys later.
Later.
See ya.
Hey.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. And ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.